just for internet. I do understand that it's inflation.
Because it went from 1 billion to 2 billion dollars in those years.
So, I would probably rather start a little lower than 135 and move up with inflation rather than start at 135 and, you know, come down incrementally.
Okay.
That's at least
preference
from this particular chair. But, like I always tell people, don't confuse me with anyone of importance. I'm not a decision maker. So.
Okay.
And then if we have to say any minor sort of word change or changes, whoops, can I send you a red line? Is that okay?
Please do, sir, yes. Or if anybody else has them, yep. I mean, Jack had some comments that were excellent already. If you got any more, great, keep them coming. So thank you. And that's it. So we'll need to go over a few other things and be ready to negotiate at our next meeting. But I think just as far as most of what we need to do to get this thing ready by March 5th, I think we're close.
Do we need any kind of an extension to the contract in order to keep things alive in the event something hangs us up from getting it finished on the 5th?
If we can't get this thing done, we will need to sign something extending it real quick. Hoping we don't need to get there, but that's a good thought.
I'm just thinking in terms of contingencies, not wish or desire.
It's not a bad idea to have some document ready if it were needed, because, I mean, let's be honest, we're not going to let that Sean dry up over this. So.
Yeah. Oh, not yet.
We're reasonable people, everybody.
It's just the other ones looking in that you're under.
Yeah, no, and thank you for, I was going to say, this really moves the ball a long way slower than what you've done here, so thank you for doing that.
Patricia did a lot of the work to get this thing ready, so we'll give her the credit.
Getting this draft, red line draft together and updating it. So, you know, we have, I think, advanced the ball a lot.
I think we're close, at least at this point. But if things come up and we need to hammer it out and we need to extend, I mean, we'll do what we have to do.
Very good. Well, I'd propose at this point that we go into closed session and have some negotiation on the price. I'd like to have something in your hand to take back with you.
That's very kind of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, okay. With that, I think we're going to sign off and step out. So. Thanks, Craig.
Can I ask a clarifying question?
Hey, and Craig, will you ask Craig to accompany us into closed session to the other link?
Yeah, I'll go back. I gotta. I gotta go to the rest of the room. As soon as I do that, I'll jump back.
We may take the same opportunity as well. So
yeah, we will.
I drank too much Dr. Pepper during this meeting. So
very good. And then Jack, you had a question before we transition.
Just a clarifying question in terms of the formula that was used to develop the plan for the funding for 2001, mm-hmm. or the billing, using the annuity due formula based on a 40-year payment term, and it was a 25-year term.
That's another thing I have always struggled with, the way they set it. Why they did that with a 40-year term on an amortization schedule on a 25-year contract, I don't know.
Other than it was in our favor, likely.
I don't know. I would have to run it at 25 years and see what that looks like.
But that's just another point of negotiation, right? I mean, it's not untypical for a 2-year loan to be amortized over a 30-year period. It's just a point of negotiation.
Okay.
Although I can see your point that
it would make
some sense perhaps to have it on the same basis, the same term.
Everything changes hands. And so in 2001, they knew exactly why they did what they did.
Right.
But the problem is now we don't. And so we come into so many of these situations where we don't have the background, we don't have the understanding, and it's confusing. And so for me, I like things to be extremely clear, because
the
people who come behind us, I want them to be able to look at that and be like, oh, this is why they did it.
You don't want them going, what was he thinking?
And I do that all the time. They talk in these contracts, oh, it's understood this, it's understood that. I don't understand that. I wasn't even born back in, you know, 1946.
Well, I thought you were going to say 2001. I was going to go.
I'm an 82 model, so I'm not quite that young. But, I mean, I could run it at 25 years and see which would be more advantageous. But the reality is, I don't know.
The longer term is always more advantageous because you're paying a 40-year amortized number each year until the contract ends at 25, and then you start over again. If you amortize it over 25 years, then you get all that condensed into a 25-year period instead of a 40-year period.
Yeah.
So by doing it over 40 years, you're helping out a community that can't pay very much.
It was to reduce the annual bill.
And then it left off 15 years of payments when you renegotiated a new 25-year contract.
Because if you amortize for 40 years over 25 years, you never get to zero.
Right. That's right.
But that's probably the point.
But the contract ends. Yeah. That 15 years is left in advance, and you start over again. And so your annual output is less. Mm-hmm. And it helps a small community like this. Okay. So we'd like to do that again, I would think.
Or if we start lower and work up instead of starting high and working down, I mean, we've got options. So.
Okay. Well, I would entertain a motion to go into closed session, and we'll take that opportunity transitioning to use the facilities.
Okay. So moved. Perfect.
All right. So a motion and a second to go into closed session for the purpose of purchase. Yeah, well, I guess it would be lease of real property, water being real property.
Paying for the delivery of water.
Water is not real property. But
I was under the understanding that water rights are considered real property.
Yeah, the right to water is real property.
The water itself is.
Very good.
Yeah. It belongs to the state of Utah, which people remind us all Jack the time.
Really, Matt Tippetsai.
Randy,
will you vote?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you so much.
There you go.
Okay.
Randy, thank you.
All right, well, we'll transition and appreciate everybody for their participation.
Yep, thank you.